is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Millions of Muslims around the world are observing Eid, marking the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on Eid in Gaza.
Displaced by the war, thousands of Palestinians who live in tents in Mawasi, Gaza, have gathered in the rain to mark Eid. A large group pray while smoke seen rising in the direction of Khan Yunis. For many Palestinians, celebrating despite the hardships is a show of solidarity. Riyad Qudair, a displaced person in the camp, says, "We will overcome the sorrows and live the atmosphere and celebrate each other and greet each other in this happy atmosphere. We will have a blessed Eid for the Islamic nation." About 80% of Gaza Strip's population has been displaced by the war, most of them living in the southern part of the enclave, including Mawasi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Jennifer King reports now on developments in the classified documents case of former U.S. president and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
In the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon granted a request Tuesday by special counsel Jack Smith's team aimed at protecting the identities of potential government witnesses to protect them from harassment. Trump defense lawyers had filed a motion and were seeking permission to make public mostly unredacted attachments, documents they obtained from prosecutors they said would bolster their claim that the Biden administration had sought to weaponize the government in charging Trump. Judge Cannon agreed with prosecutors to redact the names, but rejected a request to categorically block witness statements from being disclosed in pretrial motions, saying she could not find precedent. The disagreement was one of many that has slowed the pace of the case, which still does not have a firm trial date. I'm Jennifer King.
And U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed